about to hear a life-changing message preached at Revival International Memphis by the Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. In Luke 8, verse 1 through 2a, the Bible says, "And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and shewing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him, and certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities." In this special Mother's Day service, Reverend Lindsay preaches a powerful message, 7 Reasons Why Women Make a Church Grow. Our Savior Jesus Christ came through a woman. Jesus appeared first to women when he rose from the dead. Even sin entered the world through a woman. So let us listen into this anointed word and let the women of the church rise up for the calling of the Lord, and let us see the kingdom of God flourish. Be blessed.
Come on, come on. Rise your feet and let's dance. Come on, come on.
There is no other. So loving, so loving and true. Oh.
That's all you need. Can you rise up with me?
No other name is more to me.
Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible calls God, I know that we've heard Father, God the Father, God the Father. But when it came to practice, God was called the Mighty Breasted One. That sounds to me more like a mother than a father. The mercy of God is found in the mighty breasted. The biggest thing that God does is to feed us. Feeds us with his word. Feeds us with his comfort. Comforts us. And I see a mother in the Father. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands on this Mother's Day. And let's thank God for mothers. Let's thank God for mothers. We bless your name, Father. Thank you, O God, that even in creation, you mention it again, that it is good. Everything you did was good. Except when you finish it, it is not good. Only one thing, that man should be alone. You didn't make another man. You made a woman, Eve, and brought you to the man. And finally you said, it is good. Thank you for the perfection that comes through mothers, the better half of your creation. Holy Spirit, thank you that you are a comforter. We bless your name. May your anointing flow in this temple today. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus Christ. You may please be seated. We thank the Lord. All right. Well, tell somebody, Happy Mother's Day. Whether you're a mother or not, it's Happy Mother's Day. It means be happy about this day for mothers. Amen. Well, let me say that Mother's Day is not only, listen carefully, Mother's Day is not only those who have children. The mother of Jesus was not called a mother, although he was designated to bear the most precious seed. Mary was a virgin, but he's called the mother of Jesus. Hallelujah. She was called the mother of Jesus. And therefore, I want to congratulate all female species. The virgins, the non-virgins, the ones who have children, the ones who don't have children. Clap for them all. Clap for them all. And if you are a real man, then clap the loudest. If you are a real man, then clap the loudest. Hallelujah. Mothers are a wonder. Mothers are a blessing. Hallelujah. Today, I want to share a short word of exhortation with you about mothers. And I will give some important announcements concerning, maybe I should give it now and I'll give it again. You know, before we start, our the message on mothers. You can pause it for a moment. Okay, you know, let me just share with you what Mother's Day is all about, okay? Now, I want to share with you 7 reasons why mothers, 7 reasons why women make a church grow. Women, if you have a church without women, the church doesn't grow. 7 reasons why women make churches grow. I said to you, even the topic should make you clap for women. Now, 7 reasons. Now, let me read a few passages of scripture to you. Women are the most trusted, you know. Women are the most trusted. You know, 7 reasons why women make churches grow. Women make churches grow. Let me start by giving you a couple of scriptures. Women are very trusted, you know that. The very first time God wanted to give birth to begotten son. We are all children of God, but we are not the begotten children of God. Begotten means somebody gave birth to you. We are called adopted. Bible says we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Anybody who is adopted has the complete rights of a biological child. You know? Yeah. Complete rights of a biological child. So, if I adopt you right now, and Daniel, my son, is here, and whatever rights that he has, you also have the same rights by law. If you call adoption, you adopt, then you are taking the responsibility complete of that child. And that child can never say they have no mother or father anymore. That's what it is. And Bible says that God has given us, Romans chapter 8, let's read from verse 14 to 16. Romans chapter 8. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Verse 15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You are not in bond. But you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Abba, Father. And then the next verse says, verse 16. The Spirit itself, the Holy Spirit, bears witness, convicts us bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So you have the full spirit of adoption. I say you don't cry. It's you have not received the spirit of bondage. You are not in bondage at all. You are not a servant. But you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father. Abba, Father, because only the people who have a right to a father can say Abba. In the Hebrew language, in the Hebrews, among Jews, you cannot call a father Abba, except you are actually have the full right. So when you go in a Jewish house, the respectable father always prides in the fact that I take good care of them. So the servants and the children never look any different, because the father prides, I look over everybody well. But the servants cannot call the father Abba, Father. That is, you can't call me daddy if you are not my biological child. It's only the people that are biologically, like from my genes are in them, I give birth to them. Those are the ones who can call daddy or Abba. But God says that, you know, you don't have to. The spirit of adoption is such that once it is done, he gives you the same spiritual genetics by giving you his Holy Spirit. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. And no longer are you in bondage. You are not a servant. You are in the house of God as a child of God, and you can call God Abba, Father. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yes. So, he said you call Abba, Father. You can call God Daddy. And in the book of, I believe, Luke chapter 20, when Jesus Christ went and then finally came back, he said that he told Mary, don't touch me yet. Don't touch me yet. Go and tell your brothers over there that I go to my father who is your father. I go to my God who is your God now. That was the whole idea of Jesus Christ coming, so that we can call God Father. I don't call God God. When I'm addressing him personally, I don't say God, how are you? God, I always say Father. Learn to pray not referring to the Father as God. Jesus never referred to God as God. In his prayer, whenever he's talking to God, he said, my Father. And he said, let me teach you. Let's say, when we pray, let's say, our Father who art in heaven. Okay? Exercise that right. Exercise that authority. You know, there are some people that are in this church that don't seem to feel as, they behave as if I'm not their pastor. Yeah. I mean, there are certain people in this church. Even if they are going to travel, they will call me, I should pray for them. There are some people here, any exam they write, they call me, I have to pray for them before. These are people that have acknowledged the fact that, look, you are here, you are not just a preacher, you are a father. You are my pastor. And therefore, you can, and anytime they, I can't say I won't pray, I always pray for them. One day I was going to write an exam, and then it was morning, I had forgotten to call Apostle Joel, that's what I do. And then it was early in the morning, I had to drive. It was about 7 o'clock. And you know, from where I was, I think I was somewhere in New York. And then it's 3 hours. So it was 7 o'clock means 4 a.m. in California, where Apostle Joel is. But I said, no, I am not a servant. I am a child, legitimate. My father is there, and he needs to know I'm writing an exam and pray a covering prayer over me. So I called him. I called him several times. He didn't pick up. Then finally he sent me a text. He said, Kucho, it's too early. What do you want? I said, I'm going to write exams and I need my pastor's blessing. Do you know what he said? Your pastor is asleep. And I said, then let my pastor wake up. Then he sent a laughter smile. Then I said, well, if you can't get up, text me the blessing of my father. And he actually texted a blessing. You know what I did? I knelt down and I read the blessing upon myself and put my hand on my head. Said, according to my father, I am going to pass. I read it. May you do well and excel in this exam. And I read it to myself and I said, amen to the written word. And of course, I excelled. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. That is the legitimate son who understands who you are in the Lord. Today I came to announce to you, when you see a mother, there is no doubt. There is no doubt. And that word, Abba, Father, Jesus, God is also called the mighty, God is also called the mighty-breasted one. When you are praying, don't call God as if he's one of the trees. You know how unbelievers call the shrines God. I'm going to my God. Some of the gods are trees, some are stones, some are... It is just to describe the deity and the supernatural nature of God, the spiritual nature. But when you come to him, come with a relationship address. Address as daddy. I don't expect any of my children to call me pastor when they are looking for school fees. They call me daddy. The people that call me daddy, they get school fees. The people that call me daddy, they get a home. They get food. They get feeding. What I'm trying to tell you is that the daddy is an embodiment of everything. It's a relationship that brings a responsibility. From today, when you pray, don't say, oh God. Say, Father. Say, my Father. Say, my Father. Emphasize, Abba, Father. You are not in bondage. You have a real relationship. And call God, embodiment in that father is both father and mother. Today I wanted to tell you that women are important. And when God wanted to make us children, he made it through a woman, not even a man. Let me tell you the truth. Jesus did not come through a man. Didn't come through Joseph. Do you know that? Biologically, Joseph is not the father of Jesus Christ. He's the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus is Jesus the Christ. The Christ means the anointed one, the spirit-filled one. He came through a mother. The Bible says in Luke chapter 1, Bible says in verse 26, in the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town of Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph. Not yet. a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings." I'm reading New International Version. It says, "Hail, Mary." Let me read King James so that you will all, you know, see what I'm talking about. Or New King James even. "To a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house. And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice,'" or "Hail, Mary, highly favored." King James says, "Hail. Thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Anybody who is filled with the Spirit of God, you are blessed among women. So God came to a woman to discuss having Jesus. That's how special a woman is. "And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said, 'Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God.'" Women are so sensitive to the Spirit. And behold, that is why Satan, knowing the sensitivity of a woman, did not go to Adam but went to Eve. They are sensitive to spiritual things. And because they are sensitive to spiritual things, like angels, like God, like the Holy Spirit, they are also sensitive to evil spirits. Yeah. Women are more demonized than men. True. Women are more sensitive to spiritual things. So that God does great things through women. Satan also does more evil things through women. Yeah. So I'm going to show you something about the spiritual woman. That is why God, when he wanted, he knew that the best vessel to use for Jesus, for a spiritual thing, is a woman. But he needed to treat the woman. And so the Bible says, "Behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest." Great things can be produced to a woman. "And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, 'How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?'" Now, you know, before I tell you how women can be used for church growth, how the blessing of church growth can come through women, let me tell you what transformation needs to happen. "And the angel answered to her and said, 'The Holy Ghost shall come upon you.'" There is no powerful woman like a woman that the Holy Ghost has come upon. A spiritual woman is special. It's very special. When I look at my wife, I can see what a spirit-filled woman can become. She, by allowing the Holy Spirit, has transformed a pimp like me through marriage to a preacher, nice preacher like me, by the grace of God. The spirit-filled woman. The spirit-filled woman. "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest level shall overshadow you. Therefore also, based on that, because of that, is there for a reason also, the holy thing which you shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Amen. So today, I just want you to know that women are special. When God wanted to enter the world, he came through a woman. When the Holy Spirit wanted to transform people, he transformed the woman first. Even the devil, when he wanted to come into the world to destroy, he came through a woman. Sensitivity to the Spirit. So Matthew, Jesus Christ, so the breath of Jesus Christ, the woman was first. Even the resurrection, woman was first. Woman, it was announced not to Peter, but to Mary. Watch this. Matthew chapter 28 from verse 1. "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. The angel's countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said to the women, not to the keepers, not to Peter, not to the disciples, but to the women. Clap for mothers, clap for women. Today I want you to know how special women are to God. How special women are to God. Women are like angels. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear ye not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. That's faith. Crucified. But the belief that Jesus said he will come back, he must be there. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring the disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus himself met them. Tell someone, Jesus met them. And he said, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. The men didn't see Jesus. The women saw Jesus first. The women were the first to carry the message. Look, it takes a woman. It takes women. If this church had only men, it wouldn't be exciting spiritually. Believe me. True. Amen. Now, Luke chapter 23. You know, from, you know, women were the first to see Jesus after he was risen. First to be sent with the message of the risen Christ. First to preach the gospel of the risen Christ. But somehow women were not respected. You know, both men and women have not pursued this trust and this value well. But today I'm going to tell you that women, there are two kinds of women that you can have. Spiritual women that are productive, and some way unspiritual women like Eve, who can lead to destruction. But I want you to know that first thing I want you to know about the fact that women are very sensitive. Women are spiritually what God uses. There is nothing like bearing fruit without women. Even in the book of Genesis, I'll show you, God could not achieve his purposes on this earth. Although man was born, man was made, God had to wait for women to come so that he can bless them. And he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. But let me tell you the transitional point. There are some way women, there are spiritual, as you can see some spiritual women like Mary, like the women. You can also see some foolish women. 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 6. For of this sort, this kind of woman, of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins. Bible calls them silly women. Do you remember the wife of Job? The wife told Job, are you still worshiping God? Are you still keeping your integrity? This God who has taken everything from you. And he said, curse God and die. Job's response was, don't behave like one of those silly or foolish women. Job's wife was a foolish woman. You will never be a foolish woman. You will never be a silly woman. You will be a spiritual woman in the name of Jesus. He says, for this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women who are laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, cravings, diverse lusts. You know, so the women who are laden with diverse lusts, cravings of evil things. Woe betide you if you marry that kind of woman or see that kind of evil woman. They are called strange women. They will floor you. Bible says, by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. Not even a loaf, a piece. Look at what Trump is going through. Yeah. If he had learned to keep his composure, he's supposed to be becoming a president. He can't even campaign because he went to some silly women. And now it's following him. Clinton, the same thing happened. By means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. A piece of bread. So ladies and gentlemen, today I'm going to tell you that you will never be a whorish woman. You'll never be that kind of silly woman. You'll be the special woman. reasons, and through these reasons, you find how you can become a spiritual, a special woman. Why? Reasons why the church grows through women. Why women can make the church grow. Find your place and bring the growth that God wants to do through you. Church growth is a spiritual thing. And Jesus made use of women, valued women, and there were women in Jesus' ministry. And today, as we talk about mothers, as it's Mother's Day, I want you to see the beauty of a spiritual woman. I want you to see the woman by you, how special she is, because she's a spiritual woman. Number one, they are great for church growth because they help Jesus in his ministry. Did you know that they help Jesus in his ministry? Luke chapter 8 from verse 1 to 3. Luke chapter 8. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city. Now, watch this. And it came to pass afterward that Jesus went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 disciples were with him. The 12 disciples were with him. And there were also certain women. Now, the disciples were there, market. And there were also certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities or weaknesses. Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom went out 7 devils. I'm talking to you about when a woman is free of demons, filled with the Spirit of God. Bring the verse 2 again. Certain women who had been healed, when a woman is healed, when a woman is filled with the Spirit of God instead of the evil spirit, how special they are. Certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and weaknesses or infirmities. For example, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom 7 came out, out of whom went 7 devils. 7 devils came out of Mary Magdalene. Then, the next verse 3. And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many other such women who ministered unto Jesus of their substance. The disciples were there, but it was the women. When a woman is free of demons, when a woman purges herself of the evil spirits that beset women, of the personal bickerings and little things that are negative, women are more special than even Peter's and John's and disciples. I will work with women any day when it comes to spiritual things. Any day. And Jesus cast out demons from women because Jesus knew something we didn't know. That yes, I got disciples, but women, people who minister or serve God with their substance, women. You know what? Every mother here, when you see any negative tendency, fight it. Let it go. You're so special. Your vessel is better than men's vessels. Clap for the Lord Jesus. When God wanted to bring something special, he purged the woman, overshadowed the woman with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Sensitivity. And when you allow Jesus to deal with you like Mary Magdalene, everything, the resurrected Christ, the perfect Christ wants to come to you. Everything they want to do through you, I can assure you. My wife is a bishop, is an episcopal sister. I'm not. It's the truth. And I've seen over and over again, women, I want to challenge you. Overcome every bickering, everything that besets you. You are the best vessel that Jesus wants to use. You are the best vessel. Your substance is so great. And they minister to Jesus of their substance. Think about it. If the perfection of Jesus Christ, when he finally came out of the grave, and as the first people he met were women, they trusted more. They had more faith. They were more sensitive. They were more usable. They were more valuable. But it's just, you have to allow yourself to be purged of the little things that make women, women. the little things, the emotional instabilities, the little quarrels, the little bitterness, the pettiness. Yeah. Have you had a woman boss before who is not spiritual? Even women don't want to have women bosses. It's not because women are bad. It's because the vessels that they carry, when it's not purified, they are very strong and can, I might tell you. But Jesus preferred women, especially the purged women. So the best women to find, spiritual women, are the people that Jesus has dealt with who are in church. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's your kind. That's your kind. That's your kind. That's your kind. That's your kind that Jesus is looking for. You know? So, it's very important. Satan deployed the weapon of deception to keep women out of the workforce of God. But God restored them. Even after Eve. You know that after Eve made her mistake and brought Adam to make the mistake, when the solution came, it didn't come through man. God said, "You Satan, what you have done is the woman will bring forth a son, their heel shall kill you through the woman." Clap for women. No matter how far you've gone negatively, when you come the right way, you are a better weapon for God than men. Said the heel. Genesis chapter 3, I believe it's verse 15. Is it verse 15? Find out. He said, "And I'll put enmity between you and the woman." Told the devil, "You devil, the woman will hate you. I'll put enmity between you and the woman, and between thy seed and the woman's seed, and that will bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." That's a woman. Clap for women. So when a woman is in church, they are super vessels. Super vessels. So the number one reason why women are the best material is because women helped Jesus in his ministry. They ministered to Jesus of their substance. And therefore, in this church, I expect women to rise up. Cast out that demon from you. Cast out anything negative, silliness, anything. And let yourself go. Say, "I am like Mary." Whether it's Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Jesus, Mary the auntie of Jesus. You know, all the Marys, all the Marys that sat at Jesus' feet, they were all spiritual people. All spiritual people. All spiritual people. John the Baptist, when he was supposed to come, he took Elizabeth. Yeah. Zechariah says it's not going to be possible. And they had to be shut down. Shut up. "I'll go to your wife." It's the wife that made it work. Men will argue, but women, no problem. Mary said, "Behold, be unto me according to your will, according to your word. Anything you want to do with me." She said, "I'm your maidservant. I'm your handmaid. I am your handmaid. Behold, do unto me according to your word." You see a woman who's open, a woman who wants to serve God, their hearts, it's beautiful. They're not thinking about money. They just want to love God. Have you seen a woman worshiping versus a man worshiping? You will just fall in love with a woman if you're God. Yeah. How many men cry tears when they are worshiping? But women. Oh my goodness. Clap for mothers. Clap for women. Sensitive. The same way that they cry when they are worshiping. When they want to make you cry, you will really cry. So learn from Jesus. Jesus dealt with the vessels of women and used it. Every woman, whoever you are, in the morning, cast demons from you. I do it. I cast demons from myself, from many men of God, they do that. Yeah. Lay hands on yourself. Say, "You foul spirit that destroys, you will never be here. I cast you out in Jesus' name." Amen. Every morning, just do it. You never know what kind of spirit you've encountered. And I lay my hands on my children and I cast out demons. Every time when I meet them, unless we are not praying, I'll do it, including my wife. Amen. If Jesus did it, I will do it. So that's number one. Number two, women will make your church grow because the Apostle Paul used women in his ministry. Oh, yes, it's a good place to clap. Apostle Paul used women. Philippians chapter 4 from verse number 1. Philippians chapter 4. Let's read New Living Translation. Philippians chapter 4 from verse 1. Philippians chapter 4 from verse number 1. Are they there? Can you change the... Okay, they don't have that in their Bible. Okay, therefore, my New Living, please. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, watch this. Stay true to the Lord. I love you and I long to see you, dear friends. My dear brothers and sisters, stay true to the Lord. I love you and I long to see you, dear friends. For you are my joy and the crown I receive for my work. You know, watch this, verse 2. Now I appeal to Euodia and Syntyche. These are two ladies. Two ladies. Please, because you belong to the Lord, settle your disagreements. Have you seen two women quarreling in the church before? It's fantastic. It's just beautiful. It's very difficult to separate them. Yeah. It's tough. Men, you can sort it out. But women, it's tough. Do you know, it's not because women are bad, but because women's hearts are deep. So when you hurt them, they really hurt. Oh, yeah. Women, they have deep hearts. They are more emotional. They are more sensitive. They take things. Women can love more than men. Therefore, they can also hate more than, because it's the same heart that is used. If you know how to hurt people, don't hurt women. But if you know how to love women and see, they will do anything. Yeah. And so these, he said, I appeal to you, dear, and Syntyche, please, because you belong to the Lord. Lord loves you. The Lord loves you. Therefore, love each other. Settle your disagreements. When you see a woman who settled the disagreement, they are the best people. Then look at the next verse, verse 3. And I ask you, my true partner, to help these two women. Help them. Help them. Help them. For they worked hard with me in telling others about the good news. Clap for women. They work very hard. What women need is help. If you know how to help women, they are the best people. Women, accept the help that comes from the Holy Spirit. Help them. Help them. Men must help women. Women must help women. And just understand, when you see a woman who is expressive and emotional, don't label them as bad. Just label them as deep. They are deep. They are not bad. Yeah. My wife told me one time when I was quarreling. No, she was quarreling with me. I always forget that she's the one who quarrels, not me. And then, you know, the voice was raised. I said, why are you raising your voice? I said, no, I'm not raising my voice. I'm just passionate. I said, wow, 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 wow. Clap for the passion. Clap for the passion. So because of that, anytime she raises her voice, ah, her passion has come. Her passion has come. And it's true. They're very passionate about what they say, what they do, everything, even about you. They're very passionate. When I'm not well, the passion with which my wife takes care of me, or when the children are not well, the man will be there just going about their normal business, but the woman will drop everything and take care of you. Yeah. I mean, really, don't tell anybody because my children will be very unhappy. You shouldn't have only boys. Yeah. When you grow up, the people that take care of you is girls. Yeah. Oh, clap, 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 clap. Boys, they'll be taking care of their wives. But boy, girls, they will be there with you. I've seen it many times. I've seen it many times. So those of you who have only boys, me, I have three boys, one girl. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Try and get one more. Yeah. So all of you, you must understand. Say, help them. Help them. Help them. Help women. What women need is not accusation, but help. Don't criticize. Help them. Don't see quarreling. See passion. And when you see it properly, you will help them. Many men don't understand women. So God told men, live with women according to knowledge. Most men, they haven't read the book of womanology. Womanology 101. Most men fail. Today, man, I'm giving you a key. How to get the best. Jesus had the key. He did not, when they brought the woman caught in adultery, the woman really loved. She was caught in the act. Jesus said, I see a passion. A woman who allowed herself to be caught in the act. The man ran away, but the woman came. Jesus said, woman, where are thine accusers? He told them, anybody who has not sinned before, cast the first stone. All the men dropped and went away. The woman, where are your accusers? Said, they've left. They didn't accuse you. Then I don't condemn you. And he said, go and sin no more. That woman became great. Help them, and they'll become great. Help them. Just because they are quarreling with each other, it doesn't mean they are not good. Help them. And Paul said, help those two women. Somebody said, those two women. For they work hard with me in telling others about the good news. They worked along with Clement also and the rest of my co-workers whose names are written in the book of life. Women, they can work with many people. If you know how to work with them, they work with you, they work with your assistant, they work with your son. These people work with they could work with men, but they couldn't work with each other. I'll say it again. Just don't put two women together. That's why it's not good to marry two. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Those who want to marry two. When you get a girlfriend, the trouble you face in the house is not the problem. It's the problem is the woman has given all. Any taste of another woman, their passion will come. They can't do with each other. But they can do with any other condition. Treat them well. Help them. Whose names are written? The book, then verse 4. What? Look at verse 4. Help them. And verse 4. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say again, rejoice. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So, ladies, God says that Paul used women in the ministry. Jesus used women in the ministry. Ask the next woman, why are you not being used in the ministry? Why are you in the ministry? I'm reading the Bible. Today is Mother's Day. Today is your special day. Today, God says you are the best vessel. When Jesus wanted to use, God wanted to bring Jesus, he used women. Jesus wanted to do ministry, the women ministered. Paul. So ask, why are you passive in ministry? Tell the woman sitting by you, God is going to use you. Jesus is going to use you. Pastor Lindsay will give you an opportunity. Malika, say amen. Yeah. Say hallelujah. Say women are the best. Women are the best materials for church growth. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You watch it from today. How the woman will arise. Number 3, women will make your church grow because they recognize the anointing and believe quicker than men. Quicker. I think I told you that. Right? More sensitive. Much more sensitive. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. The woman with the issue of blood. You'll be shocked. Disciples didn't catch the anointing, but the woman did. Very sensitive. Very sensitive. When there's the anointing here, a woman will fall under the power. The man will be wondering what's going on here. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 solid years. Blood was issuing. When she heard about Jesus, watch this. She came. When she heard about it, she came to Jesus. And she had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Touched his garment. Come, woman, come. And you men, come. Let me have some disciples. Men, come. Yeah, come. Come. Cyrus, come. Come, come. You guys, come here. Watch this. Watch. Look at this. This is the woman. Be crawling. This is Jesus. Where's your husband? Come. Come, Caleb, come. These are big disciples. Watch this. They are all with Jesus. Be around. He says, the woman is there with an issue of blood. Crawl from all the way and come and touch. When she heard about Jesus, she came from behind. From behind. Behind is on that side. Yeah. Go from behind. From behind. Help that woman. She came from behind him, behind the crowd, and touched his garment. Look at all that. All these people are here. Now watch this. She touched. And then straight away, Jessica. And watch this. Next verse. For she said, if only I may just touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. I shall be made whole. That's a woman's faith. That's a woman's sensitivity. That's woman power. They have faith. If only I can touch Jesus. Therefore, that's how come they're affected by Jesus more. If only I can touch. I can touch Jesus. I can touch his clothes. His clothes. Just his clothes. I shall be made whole. Now watch this. The next verse. For she, then immediately she touched. The fountain of her blood was dried out. You shall be healed. Every woman will be healed today in Jesus' name. Every woman, you are not going home with what you came with. No negative thing you came with. Every illness that you came with, may God heal you today and use you. May God heal you and use you. Sensitive. Dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. That feeling, that is sensitivity to the spirit. Yeah. Women will say, the Holy Spirit told me, but the man will say, I feel. I think. The man will say, I think something. Woman said, I feel the Holy Spirit is telling me that. Beautiful. Immediately. Now watch this. Watch the guys. And Jesus also, sensitive people, they know. Jesus also, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned about around and into the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Who touched what? My clothes. My clothes. But watch what the disciples will say. But the disciples said to him, look at the man. You see the multitude thronging you. And you say, who touched me? He didn't even say, who touched me? He said, who touched my clothes? The disciples, they were touching him. He said, a lot of people are around you. But you are saying, who touched me? That was not the question. The woman didn't even touch Jesus. She just touched his clothes. That's how sensitive women are. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Men, let's learn from the women. Let's learn from the women. Let's learn from the women. When a woman loves you, you will know that you are loved. Who touched me? Then, next verse. And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. Then, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her. Something good will happen to you today. As a gift for woman, for Mother's Day, she came and fell down. Woman, come. Fell down before him and told him the whole truth. Told the husband, hold your husband anywhere you want to hold. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The whole truth. Now watch this next verse. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well, made you whole. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You may go and sit down. Help your daughter. Hold her, be a bit tender. Come on. Hey. Look at that man. Clap for women. Clap for spiritual women. Listen, every woman that is here, that is not spiritual. This is what you are missing. You are so close to a healing. You are so close to a spiritual breakthrough. You are so close to an encounter. You're just a setup for spiritual visitation. Only you use it, your sensitivity, for things like, if they've touched my husband, they've touched my son. A woman, even if you spank the child, you can easily lose. You can easily go to prison. They're passionate. Let your passion be for Jesus. Let your passion be for ministry. Let your passion be for spiritual things. Everything else will just fall in place. All you need is a little help, sensitivity to spiritual things, not to carnal things. Because you're very deep. All your afflictions are just waiting to dissolve. Yeah. And wisdom. Wisdom is another blessing. Sensitive. You know, for example, there was a man who was called Nabal, which means fool. Maybe because of time, I can't go into that. But that woman, there was a woman called Abigail in 1 Samuel chapter 25. Let's read a bit and pieces from verse 1 to 4. Let me read you this story. You'll be shocked. 1 Samuel. There's something called Abigailism for women. Wisdom. Chapter 25, verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 1. And Samuel died. 1 Samuel 25, verse 1. Okay. Samuel died, and the Israelites gathered together and lamented him. Right, and David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. Keep going. We're reading to verse 4. So David's young men came. We're reading up to verse 4. Now. Okay. Now there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel. And the man was very rich. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. And he was sharing his sheep in Carmel. Verse 3. The name of the man was Nabal, and the name of the wife was Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance. You're going to be beautiful, Jesus' name. Ah, women are beautiful. But the man was harsh and evil in his doings. He was of the house of Caleb. Verse 4. When David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was sharing his sheep, let's keep reading. David sent 10 young men, and David said to the young men, go up to Carmel, go to Nabal and greet him in my name. Keep going. And you shall say to him who lives in prosperity, peace be unto you, peace to your house, and peace to... Anyway, generally speaking, David helped them so that they protected them, and people, the raiders could not raid there. Because David had an army, and there were people who were coming to steal the sheep and the goat, but David protected them all. And then when David was in need, he went to ask. Verse 14. Now, one of the young men told Abigail, David went to ask, can you please help us with some food? The man just spoke in a funny way, very bad way to David. You know, and Nabal answered David's servant and said, who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants nowadays who break away each from his master. And then, now one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, look, David sent messengers from the wilderness to greet our master, and he reviled them. Next verse. But the men were very good to us. They had been very good. We were not hurt, nor did we miss anything as long as we accompanied them when we were in the fields. People have done good to you. They were a wall to us both by night and day. All the time we were with them, keeping the sheep. Keep going. Now, therefore, know and consider what you will do. They went. They saw that the man had answered foolishly. They went to the wife. Look at the wife. Look at the wife's wisdom. Now, consider what you will do. For harm is determined against our master and against his household. Give me King James. For he's such a scoundrel. But King James says he's such a fool. Please, give me King James. For he's such a fool or a son of Belial that no one can speak to him. You know, anytime that nobody can speak to you, you are in a position of distress. It says, now therefore, note and consider what you will do. For evil is determined against our master and against all his household. For he's such a son of Belial that no man can speak to him. Son of Belial. Belial means worthlessness, distraction. Anytime nobody can talk to you, you are in a system called Belial. The spirit is to become you. It's called worthlessness and distraction. They can't talk to you. They can't advise you. They can't correct you. They can't give you any alternatives. Everything, once you say one way, that's it. Either your way or the highway. What is that? What is that? That is called Nabalism, foolishness. That's pride. And the spirit that covers such people is called the spirit of Belial. Nobody can speak to you. You become worthless. You become destroyed. You fall. You lose your marriage. You lose your job. You lose your relationships. Allow people to talk to you. Abigail was not like that. Then the next verse, Abigail started acting. Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine and five sheep and all. You know, next verse. And she said to her servants, go before me, behold, I come after. But she told not her husband Nabal. And it was so, as she rode down the road, and I met, next verse, Now David said, surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow has in the wilderness. I've protected for nothing. So, and more also do God unto my end. If I leave, what is this? Okay. So David basically threatened to go and destroy the whole family. Next, verse 23, please. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off her eyes, watches, and fell before David on her face. You see humility. See the blessing. And bowed herself to the ground. Next verse. And fell at his feet and said, upon me, my Lord, upon me let this iniquity be. And let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience. Hear my words. Then next verse, verse 25. Let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name. Foolishness is with him. But I, your handmaid, saw not the young man of my Lord, whom, that when you send the young man, I didn't see them. I would have given them anything. My husband spoke to them. You know, he's called Nabal. He's fool. He's a fool. Foolishness is his name. He's a son of Belial. And he advised David. The long and short is that David took her advice. And David said, blessed be your advice. Told David that don't kill anybody and let blood be on your hand. God is going to make you king of Israel. If blood is on your hand, you will never become king. Leave him alone. Look at the difference. And David, who was good, says, I will hear your advice. A woman, blessed be your advice. I won't do it. And David became king. But this Nabal actually got killed. Not by David, but died suddenly. Worthlessness, destroyed. Nobody could help. And then David eventually, now David was there, was not married. Abigail was a widow. So David married Abigail. Someone say Abigailism. Yeah. That is a witty woman. Smart woman. You save situations. You save situations. Women are one of the wisest people. They are tender. They listen. They incorporate all the information. They can listen. That is why when you are in a relationship, communication is a good thing. If you can't communicate, no matter how much money you bring, nothing will work. Women don't thrive on things. Giving them things, foolish women thrive on things. Wise women thrive on communication and talk. If your relationship is based on material things, you don't have a woman. You have a crazy girl. Real women, wisdom. Just love me. Don't need anything. A woman, a real woman, she will take care of you. Of course you should work. But the greatest thing, the communication. And this woman could not be talked to. But David relaxed and listened to a woman. Many times my life has been saved because I listened to my wife. Of course, if you have a foolish wife like Eve, be careful. Or Job's wife. A spiritual, that's why I said, Jesus is converting all of us so that what comes out of you, that which is inside of you, shall be special. Make yourself spiritual because your vessel is special. God wants to put great things in it. Open up. Do your quiet time. Pray. Worship. Allow the Holy Spirit. Cast out demons from yourself. Speak with wisdom like Abigail. And see your life transform. And you transform many people. Deliver people from evil. Yeah. Children who have wise parents, they do well. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. So that's why church growth comes through women, because they are sensitive to the Spirit, because Jesus used them, because Paul used them. And the next thing that I want to say, why it's important to use that women are used, because God has destined to destroy the devil through women. And I showed you that in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. He will bruise the woman's head. Yeah. God has destined to destroy the devil. When a woman is in prayer, demons are afraid. Demons are afraid because usually they think women as the weaker vessels and they are going to come through them. When a woman stands at the door and is prayerful, that's it. The devil cannot come in because they're very sensitive. They know, they can discern. This is demonic. This is spiritually from God. They can determine. They can determine. Yeah. A woman will say, the Spirit of God's here. A man will say, what did you say? A woman said, there's power here, like the woman with the issue of blood. The man will say, ah, Jesus, what are you talking about? Blessed. Blessed. Yeah. So often, I'll ask my wife, what is the Lord saying? Amen. The next reason why it's important that women are used for church growth, because women are producers of children, not men. What men are a sack of seeds. Yeah. You know, when I say sack, you know, women, if you can think a little deeply, we carry sacks. All men carry sacks of seeds, you know. They carry sack. It's a sack of seeds. Those seeds will never produce anything until you pass it on to a woman. Yeah. Oh, put your hands together for women. Those seeds are useless until you give it to a woman to incubate. And suddenly the human puts a mixture, keeps it for 9 months, and boom. Yes. God could not send the seed to Joseph, but to Mary. Because we don't have the carrier. We don't have that vessel. But when a woman, a man, connects to a spiritual woman, the sky is the limit. Yeah. The sky is the limit. The sky is really the limit. And I just want you to know that when God wants to produce church growth, by woman is far more effective than men. Let's be real. When a guy hears that Bernice says, look, I'll pick you up tomorrow for church. Even if I don't want to go to church, I'll get ready. Yeah. That's the truth. I mean, if I ask a lot of the guys, how did they come? They were invited by women. Men invited them several times. They didn't come. A woman is a special, but most women are also very selfish. Yeah. Self-conscious. And men take advantage of women, unfortunately. So a woman is trying to go for outreach and is afraid because, what is this guy going to think? I said, I'm coming to pick you up. By the time you realize, they are thinking something else. Ladies and gentlemen, be spiritual and stay in your lane and do it. You are more likely to build the church than a man. Yeah. When a man tells a girl that I'll come and pick you up to church, they become suspicious. But when a woman tells a man I'll pick you up to church, they think better. They become nicer. They are more. I can assure you, most of our church's growth is from women. And the lack of growth is also from women. Yeah. Because women have decided to sit and not to do anything. And we don't have as many women shepherds as we have men shepherds. But there are more women shepherds who will be faster, sharper, more efficient if they will only rise up. Like that Lady Pastor Devonius and Lady Pastor Victorious. Clap for the Lord Jesus. But women tend to say, it's my children, it's my this and my that. But when they open up, and I assure you, God deposits men's seeds in women before they produce children. God said, he called the man and the woman, says, and he blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. He couldn't tell the man that until women came. He couldn't bless. He had the blessing, but he waited for the woman. He waited. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. He waited for the woman. Genesis chapter 1. Verse 26, watch this. And God said, let us make man in our image, but still no show. After our likeness, still no children. Let them have dominion. Men had power, dominion, everything they had, but they couldn't be fruitful. Now watch the next verse, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. Now watch this. In his image created he him. He said, no. Then he created male, and in addition, female created he them. Then, verse 20, he said, God blessed them. God blessed them, not him. God could not put the blessing on Adam until Eve came. That is why when a man is not married, you look at him, he looks like he's from a starved country, Ethiopia or somewhere. But when they marry, even if they don't put on weight, they dress nicer. They look more honorable. They look better. We call it the better half. Because the blessing... And if God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and now have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing. Two are better than one. They have a greater reward for their labor. Women, I challenge you. Every woman, you've sat down alone for too long. If you sit up, the number of people, all this place will be, I'm telling you, if you become active, not just for money, but for souls, we can't contain anything here. Say amen, somebody. My sister, what's your name? Hello? God bless you. If you sit up, all women here, believe me, if you decide, Lord, we're going to be fruitful to you, God will use you. You'll be far more effective. Watch it somewhere. Watch somebody. Rosemary, not just about nursing and taking patients, but bringing souls. You see, it's not about money. God, Bible says the silver and the gold, they are mine. What we are doing here, whatever we have, we need women. Jesus needed women. If what I'm doing here, more women will get involved, the men will even become more effective. You bring the souls and we take care of them. Just like we give you children and then we give you what it takes to take care of them. That's what we're supposed to do. You are supposed to bring the souls and we should help you to take care of them. We should help you to take care of them. We should help you. You are more effective. You are more effective. Mimi, you are more effective. When we go for outreach and all men go, we like to come with nothing. But when women go, they will come with a lot of people. People trust you more. So when we are going for outreaches, we pair the man with woman or with child. Because when you see three black boys, you'll be afraid. You'll be afraid. In Memphis, three black boys coming to, sir, we brought you Jesus. Where is the Jesus? Where is the Jesus? Let me search you first, whether you don't have a gun. That's what they will say. But three women, oh, please sit down. What do you have to say? Jesus, yes, Jesus is here. Talk to me about him. They said, do you believe? They even said they'll believe. Just the fact that a woman is laying hands on you, he will kneel down. Yes, lay hands again, lay hands again. Not only on my head, on my chest, my heart. Thank you. I'm having leg pain. Can you lay hands on my leg? Thank you. You want me to come to church? What time? How many times? Every day, and you pick me up, I'll come. By the way, my name is Kojo Lindsay. What's yours? You take my number. You sure you take my number? Yeah, you can take my, and ask him, you sure? Okay. I'll come. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I'm not even looking at the name. I'm looking at her face. Let me tell you, we had a certain lady. She had very beautiful legs, very powerful legs. About 5-6 years ago, she was in the church. Anytime we go for outreach, I didn't understand why, but the guys just follow. We bring a lot of souls. And then one day, we went to Costco again for outreach and we saw a man who had been coming to church regularly. And then the man asked, oh, where is, she used to be called Cecilia. Where is Cecilia? And I said, oh, Cecilia didn't come. So, oh, I mean, she was my main attraction. And I said, why? I said, she said, her legs. So we used to call, instead of evangelism, say we are going to leg angelism, not evangelism. So she knew that, she said, I know that. But you know, I've kept myself. I said, if the legs, God has blessed me with the leg, that will cause souls to come to church, so be it. Sometimes it's a voice. Sometimes your tenderness, whatever it is, just mark yourself with spirituality and let them come. Every fish needs a bait. The bait is supposed to draw them. It's not supposed to be fed to them, but to draw them. We don't feed them with our legs. We draw them with our legs. We draw them with our voice. We draw them with our tenderness. And truly, most people, I came to this church because of my wife. I won't tell you what I followed. But when I followed that, then the Spirit of the Lord changed me. Oh my goodness. I followed some curves, but now I'm straight. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Tell somebody, pastor followed curves, but now he's straight. I followed the curves to church. Evangelism attracted me. I become a pastor. Women, arise and shine, for thy light is come. Sometimes your color will attract like an inside light. By the time you realize the church is full. But look, many women here, you don't do that. You don't do that. You just walk in straight. Women will trust you more. Men will trust you more. Look at this man. With me, the beard is a scary sight. I'm not likely to follow him. But when he walks with somebody, Rosemary, who goes to outreach with you, your reason, you'll be the catalyst to attract more. Let the women arise and shine. Let the Lord use you. Let the Lord use you. Whether this church will grow or not is because you are sitting down on that gift. And today, as we celebrate you, as Jesus mentions you, and as we all are awed, ooh, man. That's what woman is. Ooh, man. Adam saw the woman and said, ooh, man. He said, well, I'll stay in this garden. And Adam said, wherever this woman will go, I'll go. Whatever this woman will give me, I'll eat. And then the Adam was just all eyes on the woman. Even the eyes moved from God to that Eve, not knowing the devil had entered Eve. May you never open up for the devil to enter you. I pray for you. You'll be a blessing wherever you go. Start being open for God to use you. God wants to anoint you. God wants to pour his spirit on you. God wants to heal you. Women's prayers are more heard. They are more sensitive. God would like to use you. Open up and be used. We should have women who would preach. Women who have center meetings. We should have those. And I'm going to recruit a lot of women for spiritual things and see how the church will soar high. Tell somebody, I'm one of those women that Jesus is using, that Paul is using, that God is using, that the Holy Spirit is anointing. God is healing me. God is causing me to reproduce. Put your hands together and rise to your feet. Clap for the Lord Jesus. What a blessing. Put your hand on your heart. Look, this is not a joke. I will actually approach you, Madam Lady. Rosemary, get ready. Diane, get ready. Get ready. Aura, it's been a while. Get ready. Bernice, get ready. Get ready. Don't tell me academic work again. Who gave you the brains? Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. We have a disadvantage as men. We need you. Even God said it's not good for man to be alone. In fruitfulness, it's not good for a pastor to be alone without helpers like Jesus. And many people are not. Look at the choir. There are so many people who have voices. Touch your heart and said, Lord, use my hand. Work through my hand. Work through my heart. Work through my emotions. Give me the sensitive heart of a woman. The sensitivity to the Spirit. Heal me. Make me fruitful. And now begin to pray for women. Pray for women. Father, I pray for every woman gathered here. On this Mother's Day, bless them.
Yes.
Anoint them.
Yes, Lord.
Make them to be like Mary Magdalene. Jesus. Cast out every demon, every tormenting spirit, every nightmare, every situation in our lives, in our marriages, finances, our children and the issues they bring. Father, the health situations that beset us. Free us so that we can serve you. Your word says you healed Peter's mother-in-law of fever and she got up and ministered. Heal us of our selfishness. Heal us of everything that is stalling our progress. Heal us from the issue of blood and many other such issues. And let the blessing of the Lord cause us to be fruitful in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And all the saints shall say amen. With all eyes closed, we have some gifts for women. But the best gift for you, whether you're a man or a woman, is the gift of salvation. Jesus' gift is coming to you. If you are here, you need the best gift from Jesus Christ. The gift of salvation, the gift of healing. This is your opportunity. You are here. You need Jesus. Tell the Lord, I don't need anything from you. I need you. First you. I want you, Jesus. Everything about you. Be with me. Be on my side. Be on every aspect of me. So that when you are with me, you can give me everything. If you want to surrender to Jesus Christ, wherever you are, I want to pray for you from here. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray a special prayer for you. God bless you. Lift up that hand. You are here. God bless you, my dear. God bless you. I see that hand. I see that hand. You want to just give your life to God bless you. You want to surrender everything tell Jesus, Jesus, I need you. I want you. Now I want to give all to you so that I will have all of you. Lift up that right hand right there and keep your hand up. Father, I pray for that hand as it's lifted. Touch them. There are at least two more people. Lift up your hand. I want to pray for you wherever you are. Father, look from heaven and bless these ladies and gentlemen. Now, if your hand is up, come to me. Clap for them. Come to me. I want to pray for you. Come. 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 Both of you, come. 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 Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. Clap. Clap for them as they come.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Clap for them as they come. Put your hands together for them. Jesus is touching you. Jesus is making a difference in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Clap. Clap as they come. Clap as they come.
To Jesus.
Now lift up your hands into the air to Jesus. Something supernatural is happening to you. Thank you, Father, for these special, special people. The glorious people that you brought. Pour your spirit on each and every one of them. Touch them and use them. Heal them and use them. Bless them. Now, while you are here, say this prayer with me. Repeat after me, okay? Say it when I say it. Mean it from your heart. Say, Almighty Father.
Almighty Father.
I am surrendered to you.
I am surrendered to you.
Use me.
Use me.
Just like Mary.
Just like Mary.
I am your servant.
I am your servant.
I am your child.
Your child.
I know that I've held back.
I know that I've held
back. I have held back.
I have held
back. But today I surrender.
But today I surrender.
Forgive me for all my sins.
Forgive me for all my sins.
Wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ.
I believe that Jesus is the Christ.
That Jesus is the Christ.
The Son of the Living God.
The Son of the Living
God. He died just for me.
He died just for me.
And God raised him from the dead.
And God raised him from the dead.
Because of that. I receive of His Holy Spirit.
I receive of His Holy Spirit.
Because I am born again.
Because I'm born
again. I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Please fill me.
Please fill me
with Your sweet Holy Spirit.
With Your sweet Holy Spirit.
And anoint me.
And anoint me.
Write my name.
Write my name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
May the kingdom come on you.
Amen.
May His will be done.
Thank you, Lord.
May you be established in the kingdom forever.
Thank you, Jesus.
Forever.
Yes.
From now, may you never be taken from the hands of the Lord. Nobody will take you away anymore. You are sold out, blessed. His will be done in your life. Great grace will abound towards your life everywhere that you go. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen.
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 Sweet life.
Sweet
life.
Wow, weren't you blessed by that anointed word of God? Come join our services this and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time in person at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive, Memphis, Tennessee. Be blessed.